Be sure to check out the next episode on the long-term benefits of home ownership here at the Bankable Business Podcast Radio Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast and Radio Station. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC. I again just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you and your support for the work that I'm doing here. I'm bringing you genuine content to make sure that you are creating more profit every day.
Hello, hello, hello again. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. Today, we are still in our real estate content bag. We are going to go over the long-term benefits of home ownership. Now, I know that may sound very cliche to some people. I know for some people that has been something easily attainable, and for others, not so much. But I also understand that today's mounting economic concerns have us all scratching our head a bit. So today's cooling housing market, the rise in mortgage rates, and as I mentioned, the mounting economic concerns have some people questioning, should I still buy a home this year? While it's true, this year has unique challenges for home buyers, it's important to factor the long-term benefits of home ownership into your decision. Consider this. If you know people who bought a home 5, 10, or even 30 years ago, you're probably going to have a hard time finding someone who regrets their decision. Why is that? The reason is tied to how you gain equity and wealth as home values grow with time. Ding, ding, ding. Remember we talked about that word before? That is what we call appreciation. Again, this content is brought to you by Keeping Current Matters. We'll go on with a recent quote from the National Association of Realtors. They explain the following. Quote, home equity gains are built up through price appreciation and by paying off the mortgage through principal payments, end quote. That's a key strategy right there because some people find themselves paying far more in other parts of their mortgage payment that is not actually being applied towards the principal, which means it takes them longer to pay off the home. Moving on, here's a look at how just some of the home price appreciation pieces can really add up over the years. So again, depending on how you're receiving this content, there will be a graph there to show what home appreciation values and prices look like and have looked like over the last year. So even though home price appreciation has moderated this year, home values have still increased significantly in recent years. The map, again, that I mentioned below uses data from the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which is also known as FHFA, to show just how noteworthy those gains have been over the last 5 years. On the national average, it's about 63.5%. And again, we talked about not long ago how home prices, how homeowners actually increased their wealth last year by roughly 60%. That was like half of the homeowners saw that much increase in their net worth because of the home ownership and the equity that they built up in the home over time. So, again, even if home price appreciation eases as the market cools down this year, maybe next year, who knows? But according to experts, home prices are still expected to appreciate nationally in 2023. That means in most markets, your home should grow in value over the next year, even if the pace is slower than it was during the peak market frenzy when prices skyrocketed. The alternative to buying a home is renting, and rental prices have been climbing for decades. So why rent and fight annual lease hikes for no long-term financial benefit? Instead, consider buying a home. It's an investment in your future that could set you up for long-term gain. And I'll expand on that a little more because we did just talk recently about the benefits of adding condos and co-ops to your home buying search because there were several different benefits, better floor plans, better amenities, less upkeep, and a better savings over time. Again, it doesn't have to be your forever home, but it is definitely a way for you to one, become competitive in the mortgage industry and become a better mortgage candidate, but it also sets you up to gain more equity in that condo or that co-op, and then you use that equity in the future towards your forever home. So the bottom line, don't let the shifting market delay your dream. Data shows home values typically appreciate over time, and that gives your net worth a nice boost. If you're ready to start your journey to home ownership, reach out to a real estate professional like myself today at agentcoach@gmail.com. Again, I am agentcoach@gmail.com. I love you. I honor you. I value you. You are beautiful. You are brilliant. And you are truly thankable. Until next time, be well.